break into the music industry, a music producer seeking new techniques, or someone who simply wants to gain a deeper understanding of the music business, Music with a Twist is the perfect platform for you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Music with a Twist. I have with me today the CEO and founder of Unheard, Mr. Alex Breeze. Alex, we're so happy to have you today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you actually do?
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Thanks, Lindera. And yeah, in terms of what I actually do, so it's a good question, actually, because I think, you know, running a business is there's a lot of different kind of facets to that. But from a business perspective, what we do is we build some technology that helps artists reach their most valuable audiences. And so what does that translate to? So giving you a bit of a backstory, my background was in tech. You know, so I started my career in tech and analytics, helping businesses use their data to make more effective marketing decisions. And I then pivoted to the music industry, where I did this for artists like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga and Andrea Bocelli at Universal Music, again, where I was an analyst. And what I wanted to do is to really create a platform that automated the process of data-led marketing for artists. You know, I believe that with the advancement of technology and with the buoyancy of the independent music sector, that actually there's a good match there. You know, if you can build some automated marketing tech and for independent artists, then perhaps that's interesting, you know, both from a business perspective, but also from an artist perspective. And so that's what we've been doing. You know, that's kind of the story to Unheard. And like I said, we built some technology which an artist will use to reach fans across the different streaming and social media platforms. So we are platform agnostic. And we have different features on the product, such as artists can pitch to their most valuable playlists. They can run automated ads on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram. They can build a beautifully designed website and do lots of other things that you would expect an artist to be able to do. When it comes to good marketing, I guess, verticals and things that you'd think about. And then my role in the business is to keep it going, you know, so I think I try and lead the team, and we've got a really talented team, and try and ensure that we're building the best product possible for artists in the most efficient and effective way.
Okay, great. So do you say that your product actually reaches all facets of artists, or do you target like specific artists?
It's a great question. I was having this conversation over lunch with a colleague. You know, I think if we look at the most prominent cohort of artists on our product, and these are artists who are really just starting their career, you know, they sit in the long tail. So they're between 0 and 100,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. They got 5 to 25,000 followers on social media. And they are what you could call kind of enthusiastic hobbyists. You know, they can create decent music. They want to release it, and they want to kind of start to build a bit of an audience. Perhaps so they can just tell their friends, you know, they don't necessarily want to be professional artists. And this is typically the artist that is using the product, although I must say that it's fairly expansive. So we also have artists who are releasing their first ever song using the product. And then we have global superstars like Mr. Easy or Sam Felt, for example, who are also using the product. So it's very broad, but our most valuable, where I see this product being most valuable, is in that 0 to 100,000 monthly listener spot.
Okay, now I noticed that you used the word valuable, and you said that your product has a really wide range, you know. And I know recently we have been having a lot of changes in the music industry where persons have had a need for the tech more than anything before. Now, with all of these changes going on, and with artist development, you know, do you think that your company would be able to keep up with the changes, or how does it look for you guys in the long run?
We're definitely trying to keep up with the changes. Like you said, there are a lot of them. And I think the way we keep up with the changes is by making sure that we're constantly experimenting and we're constantly trying new things and testing new things. And I think you can also take inspiration from other industries. You know, if you look at the TV and film world or the gaming world, is often innovations in those spaces are far further ahead than they are in the music industry. And so we always try and keep one eye on what's happening in other industries, and we try and test and be iterative and be experimental. You know, we don't punish people for trying something and failing. You know, we actively encourage that because we learn a lot. You know, so I think that's something that ensures that we keep up with the trends. And in terms of where it's going, you know, in terms of which direction it's going, I think automation, in particular in the marketing side of things, is really powerful. And that's something that we think about a lot. You know, wouldn't it be amazing if an artist can click one button, input their budget, and then that budget is spent for them across the different marketing platforms in the most effective way? You know, and that is a fully automated marketing solution for artists, you know, a one-click approach. So automation's important. Obviously, AI plays a part in that as well, non-generative AI, and that's something that we experiment with a lot. You know, using AI to, again, further enhance an artist's opportunity when it comes to marketing. And by the way, that might just mean giving an artist back some time by creating a press release for them using AI, or creating some TikTok content ideas using AI that would normally take you a couple of hours, but actually using AI can take you 2 minutes. You know, so I think those sorts of innovations are definitely what the future holds for music promotion and marketing in particular. And those are things that we think about all the time.
Wow. Now, I heard you talk a lot about music marketing and promotion, and we know that that is actually the skills or keys of success that we would need in the music industry. Now, how important is branding in artist development, and what would you say, what steps an artist can take to create a strong brand?
I think that branding's really interesting because the visual part of an artist's proposition, it is really powerful, you know, and often that's where your brand kind of starts when it comes to what a consumer perceives as your brand. So what we always try and say when we're speaking to an artist and they're talking about their brand is find things that are authentic. You know, it's got to be authentic. It's got to come from you. And then also find things that are kind of creative and unique and evoke emotion. You know, I think when you think about how people connect with other people, it is through stories and it is through that connection through emotion. And I think you can portray that really powerfully through a brand. So I think we actively encourage artists to kind of go away, sit and think about what is authentic and true to them. You know, what within their story is going to evoke emotion from their fan base or potential fan base. And then also thinking about the aesthetic. You know, I think, you know, Girl in Red, for example, is a great example, has a powerful aesthetic. You know, and I think there are lots of great examples of artists who have an immediately recognizable kind of visible brand. And so these are the conversations we're having with artists. And really, it has to come from the artist. You know, I don't think you can really manufacture a brand without a lot of resource, you know, which is not available to most people. So I think just pushing artists to think about the right things when they're building their artist proposition and their artist brand is really, really important. And it's so powerful when an artist gets it right. You know, I think you see that step change in growth when an artist finds their brand proposition and fans start to resonate. And the final thing I'd say to that is, as an artist, you don't have to go away and come up with your brand right away. You know, what you should perhaps do is go away and think about the different pillars to your brand, you know, and what those types of content might look like. And then you can put those types of content out on social media and see which gets the best reaction. You know, I talked about us testing things internally at Unheard, you know, and that's our approach. Well, artists should do the same. You know, they should be testing types of content, testing different types of copy. And then what you'll do is you'll end up finding which route works for you based on some quantitative feedback from your audience, you know, in terms of engagement. So that's what we always encourage artists to do, is go and test things. That's really important.
Yeah. Now, hearing you talk about testing things and, you know, actually showing individuality with your branding and seeing what your audience may like. Now, let's touch a little bit on Unheard again and finding out, how do you encourage and facilitate collaborations between your artists on the platform? You know, is this something that is achievable, or how do you guys go about it?
Well, it's interesting because we talk a lot about community in the platform, you know, and we want to foster those relationships between our artist community. You know, we have 90,000 artists using the platform now from all over the world. And so we're in a great position to be able to connect artists based on their sound, you know, or their genre. And what we've done as the first step towards that is we've created a Discord channel, which is specifically for collaboration. you know, and so artists can post tracks that they've created, or producers can post like raw beats or raw tracks that they've just started, and they can then get feedback on that, and they can get other people kind of jumping into the track to say, actually, I can produce the vocal for this, you know. So that's something that we actively do via our Discord at the moment. But, you know, we certainly want to be building more interactive community-based features into the product as we move forward. You know, I think when people in the music industry are talking about what is topical, community and fan engagement is something that is very, very topical at the moment. And there are some great companies doing amazing things in that space, like Medallion or Fave for Fans, you know. And so at the moment we're working with those companies because what we're great at is taking you as an artist from zero to one, you know, building some momentum. And then what they're great at is then fostering community for the artist within their fan base. And I think that's kind of fan artist community, but we do a lot within artist to artist community as well, you know, like I said, in terms of incentivizing or encouraging people to collaborate between each other. And, you know, another great resource that we see working all the time for artists to collaborate and communicate away from just Meta, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, is also Reddit. You know, there are some great feeds on Reddit where artists are talking about collaborating and connecting. So I'd actively encourage artists, you know, if they want to start collaborating with other artists, the easiest thing to do is to come to our Discord channel, you know, and we get you involved in our community that way. But also, you know, there are lots of publicly available things to do. You could join Reddit, or you could actively look for artists to collaborate with across social media.
I like how you said that you guys have this community on Discord, and you actually gave other alternatives, you know, apart from Reddit and the other companies that you talked about as well. Now, I know there are many innovative ways to get artists involved in their career, you know, with collaboration and networking. Now, I want us to focus a little bit on monetization and connecting it with their brand and their music. What are some important ways that artists can diversify their streams of income to ensure stability? And how does using Unheard, you know, wrap up and tie up with this?
Yeah. So we you know, I think often when we're speaking to an artist, you know, and the first thing that we end up talking about is streams, you know, and because that's what's at front of mind for an artist and what they want to try and achieve, because it looks good, right? But actually, in terms of what an artist should be focusing on, it should be revenue, you know, and it shouldn't be week one revenue, it should be 12-month revenue. You know, and I think once you start to have those sorts of conversations with artists, they become far more creative, far more engaging, and actually like far more interesting, because an artist can then start to think outside of just having to pitch to some playlists on Spotify. You know, they can actually start to think about perhaps creating a virtual world, which is gated, and they can incentivize their fans to come and join that virtual world. And if they come and join that virtual world, they can download, you know, unreleased tracks or unreleased like assets, you know, or social media assets. Or they can start to think about their merch strategy or their live touring strategy. And I think that is how you can genuinely start to generate, you know, true revenue. And so for us, when we're having conversations with artists, that is always where we push the conversation. You know, great, you want to get a million streams in week one. Cool, that's a good ambition to have. But why don't we try and make you $50,000 this year? You know, and the way we do that is by being more creative and thinking about the different revenue verticals that an artist might have. And then within our product, you know, a lot of the work we do in terms of taking an artist from zero to one is around kind of digital strategy. So for example, pitching to playlists on Spotify or running automated ads on TikTok or Meta, for example. And we have some great features that make it seamless and easy to find your most valuable fans across social media and streaming platforms. But we've also launched recently the opportunity for an artist to create a mini website. So as an artist now, you can go in and you can create a really beautifully designed website. And on that website, you can collect first party data. So email addresses, phone numbers, you can build your WhatsApp or your Discord community. You know, and that's one of the first steps towards monetization, because you're no longer reliant on a rented audience across social media. You have a direct connection to your fans, which you can foster, and then you can use to sell, you know, merch or tickets to your live event or your virtual Zoom or whatever it might be. So I think that's something that we have active on the product right now. And like I said, those are kind of form part of the conversations that we have with artists when we're talking about where their focus should be.
Okay, Oh, I really like the idea of the website, because it's like an all built-in, community, and you get everything that you need right there. And the setup, it sounds really great. I'd like to try it and also recommend it to a few artists that I know. Now, seeing that, most of what you do is tested, and I heard you said a lot of what you do is tested, and then you see, the artist's response to it. What are some common challenges that you see artists face, in artist development, and how do they overcome it? And how does or how has Unheard remedied that?
Great question. So I think the two most common challenges that we talk about with artists are quality and consistency. I think quality of music and quality of content, if you can get that right, if you can create high quality content and high quality music, then you will be ahead of a majority of people. It's really hard to create high quality music and content. You've got to put effort in, and it also costs money at times. Not only have you got to create a great track and be really creative around that, but you've got to have it mixed, you've got to have it mastered, to a good enough standard for it to be a pleasurable listening experience. So quality in track sense or music, recorded music sense is really, really important. That underpins everything that you'll do thereafter. And then also quality in terms of the content you produce for social media. And when I talk about quality here, I'm not talking about it being kind of a high production value piece of content, but I'm talking about it being engaging and relevant and interesting and topical, and something that is going to cut through the noise. Because think about it, there are hundreds of millions of creators out there across social media. And as an artist, you're not just competing against other artists for attention, you're competing against these creators. So you have to start creating something that's unique. So quality is imperative, for you to start to make some progress. And then consistency, because in the same way that an entrepreneur might start a business on Shopify, and then a few months later, because maybe it doesn't get some traction, you then kind of close the business. It didn't work. I had an idea, never mind. It's the same thing from a music perspective. As an artist is putting out a song, and that, by the way, there are 140,000 songs released every day, and that's on top of the 170 million songs available to listen to. So it's a very crowded space. So if you do put one track out or two tracks out, it might go missing. If you might do everything right, it might be a great song, but because of the sheer volume of music available to listen to, it might not get through the noise. And so as an artist, you need to be consistent. You need to be releasing regularly. And you need to be releasing that high quality music regularly. And then eventually, if those things are in place, you will start to cut through the noise. You will start to be noticed. And that consistency piece also goes for social media. You need to be producing consistent and high quality social media content such that you can start to work those algorithms a little bit across TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. You can start to reach your most valuable fans. And I think where we come in as a business is we take away the burden of an artist having to think about marketing, and so actually what that does is it gives you as an artist back time, and that is time that you can use to create higher quality music and higher quality content. So I would say that's how we contribute to the conversation by saying to an artist, don't worry about the marketing and promotion, we've got that covered for you. Go away and create good quality stuff, music and content, and then we'll be able to support you on the journey thereafter. So that's our contribution, I think, to that part of the conversation.
Okay, I really like that quality and consistency. Now, with that being said, I know that there are a lot of new trends coming out. A lot of persons are losing their jobs to AI. AI is like incredibly blowing up and it's taking over the entire world. And with the curiosity of AI being a trend and a lot of new trends that are emerging in the music tech society, now what trends do you see in the artist development arena, taking over or leading? And how are you guys preparing for them now? Just to help you out a little bit with that, in the coming year, so you think that we will still be using AI but we develop away from AI. You know, just touch a little bit about it, just to see where your mindset is with
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Great. So I think a couple, my mind goes to a couple of places when you ask that question. One is that direct to fan relationship, you know, and so that's obviously very topical. I think James Blake was obviously a big advocate of that over the last few months. But there are lots of
Yeah.
artists who, you know, want to foster that direct to artist relationship and then build communities within their fan bases. Now, to be honest, great artists have been doing this for a while. You know, like Charli XCX is a great example. She fosters an amazing community within her audience. And I think that obviously it's trendy, obviously it's topical to talk about at the moment. But I think the thing that's always missing from that conversation of you only need 100 fans to be successful is that it's hard to get 100 fans who are going to pay for something each month, you know, and subscribe to you. So I think that is. Should be the goal for artists is to foster direct relationships with their fans and build a fan community. But I don't think it should be overlooked how hard that is, you know, and that's actually not even an option for a lot of artists who are just getting started out because of it is so competitive to foster that community. But that's very topical, you know, and that's something that I think about a lot at the moment. And then I think with regards to AI, you know, there's two parts to the AI conversation. There's obviously the generative AI piece around using AI to generate new music and new forms of content. We don't really play in that space too much. You know, I think it's really interesting, and I think the fact that there are going to be more, I wouldn't say artists, but more creators than ever, you know, creating music. I think it's interesting for us as a business, you know, and plays into our hand. But on the non-generative AI side, I think this is where, for us as a business, it's really interesting, you know, because again, what we want to try and do is give artists back time, you know, and we want to use technology to create great resources for them or to give them the best chance of cutting through the noise. And AI allows us to do that really, really quickly. So for us, we leverage AI now. You know, we'll continue to do that as, and it will help us grow and scale and support artists. I don't see it going away, but perhaps I see it becoming less topical. So the conversation might die down. But I think from a business perspective, you know, it's absolutely critical that you engage with AI if you want to keep up with everyone, because ultimately it expedites the process of doing anything within a business if it's used properly. So I think, it might become less topical, but it's always going to be something now that I think people embrace within their business if they want to be successful.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, AI is everywhere right now. And seeing that it's something that's so new, everyone is basically talking about it. But thank you so much for that, Alex. I really appreciate it. And I learned a lot more about your platform. And I'm sure that our listening audience, you know, also learned a lot about your platform and how they can tie it into their artist development career or their career as an artist and how they can actually use it to market themselves more as an artist. And I know that right now that you have 90,000 persons that use the platform, and that is completely tremendous. But I would like you to give us your information and how we can use Unheard and how persons can sign up for it, you know, just in case there might be persons on our listening audience who would want to engage in this platform and be a part of something new as well for their marketing and their artist journey.
Great. Thank you so much. I think, like you said, 90,000 is great, but we want millions. You know, there are millions of artists out there who need our support. So we're always looking at new ways in which we can reach artists. So, yeah, but thank you so much. In terms of reaching us, you know, the easiest place to reach us is unheardmusic.com. That's our website. We're also on the App Store. So if you search for Unheard on the App Store, you will see us. Unheard is spelled UNHURD. We're also across Instagram and TikTok. Again, Unheard Music is our handle. So go and check us out. Have a play around on the product. And, you know, one of the best things about the product, in my opinion, is that you can send us our team a message through the product. And we see that, you know, we're people behind this product. We receive that, we respond to you. So I'd actively encourage people to, you know, sign up. It's free to sign up. Go and have a play around, send us a message, and we can always come back to you and offer you kind of our own personal guidance to this. And also a kind of a sneaky little hint is that when you do go through the onboarding process of the product, you'll get an email which allows you to book a call with me. So you can actually book a call, a 15-minute call with me, and we'll have a discussion about your marketing and try and talk you through best practices. So yeah, there's loads of good stuff on there, but unheardmusic.com, unheard spelled U-N-H-U-R-D.
Oh, that's cool. I like the personal touch to it. Amazing. And thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Lindera.
Yes, you're welcome. It was great having you.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and to tune into our podcast so you never miss out on an episode. We'll be releasing new interviews every month, packed with exclusive insights and behind-the-scenes stories that will inspire and inform. Join the conversation by leaving comments and questions below each video or by reaching out to us on social media. If you'd also like to be a feature on one of our future podcasts, be sure to reach out. We value your input and want to create a community where you all can learn from each other. Music with a Twist is your backstage pass to music industry. So grab your favorite headphones, turn up the volume, and get ready to be inspired by the captivating stories and expert advice of our incredible guests. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, the world of music is waiting for you with a twist.